An Indonesian court sentenced Subra Sugiarto to life in prison Wednesday for harboring one of Southeast Asia's most wanted fugitives, Nuruddin Top. Nuruddin, a Malaysian thought to be a leader of the regional terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah, is accused of masterminding a series of attacks in Indonesia over the past several years that have killed hundreds of people. The Semarang District Court in Central Java also on Wednesday sentenced Ardi Wibowo to 6 years in jail for helping Nuruddin and other militants. Judges found Ardi guilty of acting as a liaison between Nuruddin and militants from Jamaah Islamiyah, which is linked to the Al-Qaeda terror network. Indonesia has arrested and convicted more than 300 JI members since 2002. While several have been given lengthy sentences, including two given the death penalty for the part they played in the 2002 Bali bombing, many have been given light jail terms. Critics say that while Indonesia has worked hard to fight terrorism by following the rule of law, the tradition of shortening sentences by granting holiday remissions allows many militants to get out of jail early. Ken Conboy, a security expert and author of a book on JI, says all too often militants end up serving less than half their sentences.
The problem is they often get light sentences, and then even if they get like 5 years, they end up getting out after one or two. On the books, it looks great. Yes, they process people and they actually prosecute, but the laws on the books don't seem to be enough to deter people.
Conboy says a concern now is many of those being released have only become more radical while in jail.
Okay, so they go into jail for a couple of years. They're already used to hardship. That's hardly even more of a hardship. They come out and then they've almost like been martyred, you know, and then they get more street cred. So that's been a concern that a lot of these guys just aren't getting stiff enough sentences that are really deterrents.
The Indonesian authorities have intensified their search for Nuruddin since the death of his associate, Azahari bin Hussein, thought to have been one of JI's top bomb makers. Azahari blew himself up when police raided his hideout in Central Java in November last year. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。